Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. We've got some people to get to, which we will. I want to update you on what we opened with. And we are going to mix in something this hour. And it is what I think could be the single most impactful and positive change to college football that I've read about in 5 years.
And you know what, folks? He is not pulling a Jeff Rieger.
Nope.
This is legit. When I read the article, I felt like standing up and just giving a slow clap to the laptop.
I know. Like, we'll get to it. But it's positive. And I think it would be a big step if you're like me and you're kind of out on college football.
Because that's my question. I want to know.
And it would also largely get rid of the NCAA.
There's Will a you stop blaming me?
If this happened, only if state got their act together, then maybe I'd stop. But I want to get to the people. The NFL is voting on 2 rule changes. We don't know if they'll pass, they'll fail, split ticket. One is the tush push. You know I want it out of the game, so that's where I'm going to side. But that's up for grabs. The other, it's the Lions proposal. Record, not division winners, get priority. So the situation you had last year when it was you and the Vikings and the loser was going to be the 5 seed, that would be gone. The loser would have simply been the 2 seed. Mm-hmm. It in large part would get rid of divisions. And to Rico's point, you can't balance the schedule when you're still playing divisional schedules, and softer divisions will get priority. Now, it's not a part of the proposal, but I would just get rid of divisions altogether.
Right.
You may as well just play a round robin.
If that was the case, then I would have no problem with it. But if I had to choose.
Yeah.
I think you got to keep the tush push around.
Yeah, and this would probably hurt the Lions in a year like this where they're not, despite Costa's fever dream, they're not going 15-2 again. They do play in the hardest division in football, and you will in fact be a better team than whoever wins the West or the South, but they might have a better record because their division is Charmin.
Which means you have to go to their place
there
to
you
play.
Go. So that's on the table. We'll get to the people. We start with Mark, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, pal?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother. What's up?
Okay, thank you. Just some additional thoughts on the tush push. You mentioned it's 85% successful for the offense.
Yes.
A proposal to maybe even it out a little bit, maybe a little crazy, but the proposal is that the defense calls the snap. Therefore, giving the defense the opportunity to get the jump on it and maybe level it out at a greater percentage. So that's a thought, and for some feedback.
Okay.
And I'm going to jump off here and listen.
All right, Mark.
Appreciate the call, Mark.
And I want to be polite to you. So let me take a beat here. Hold on.
I don't think that can happen.
No. Mark, there's no world. You just called up, Mark, and said, let the defense call the snap count. Once again, if this is Occam's razor, the simplest explanation, It's not a football play, because when you have to do the exotic things like I'm hearing people call in, you're proving my point. Let the defense snap the ball.
Right.
Okay. No. And now, here's Rico.
And that won't work because I've even seen the Eagles do a fake out of the tush push, which was actually
brilliant.
Wide open because 11 people went after the ball. So they thought, and there's the tight end just standing there like, thank you, touchdown.
Let's go to Mel 97.1. Mel, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing, Mike?
Good, Mel. What's up?
Mike, you're absolutely correct. And y'all just said something. You must band it. For two, it's going to cause injury. And to stop the tush push, you got to sacrifice your D-line. They have to roll over linebackers, eat and eight. That's not going to ever happen.
All right, hold on, Mel. Hold on. I'm going to let you get to two. Uh-huh. One, the injury thing, I think that that's just a narrative that a lot of people who don't like it keep saying. I've yet to see anybody get injured off of this play because it's just leverage. It's no head-on collision. It's just who's stronger. Which line is stronger? Go ahead.
I did it. It's actually, if you really, it was a football play, but the Eagles did their own cheat code to it. It's called the wedge, which you wedge a D lineman, and then you create a V, and you push, and then you can't stop it. But if they start doing different formations out of it, I did it, and I won three championships, and they banned me. They said I couldn't interlock. I couldn't push the running back, so teams started lining the biggest man that they have under center, and he just pushed, and then the running backs and the fullbacks take their shoulders, and they push, and it couldn't be stopped. They banned it. Pal banned it. Pop Warner banned it. You cannot stop that play. You cannot stop it. In order to stop it, you got to dive at people's legs, and it is not going to ever be done, and they banned it. It's from the original double wing, wing T, single wing. Look at the play. It's called the wedge.
So,
but they added a specialty.
So you're saying it was banned in PAL and Pop Warner, right?
I'm saying it's going banned in now because if you don't, they will evolve it, which means you can run it from any position on the field, from different formations. And it's going to cause injury. It's new. Only one, and every team can't do it. You got to have a dominant line. But if they started doing it from different formations and running fakes behind it and make everybody commit to that middle and do pop passes and stuff, it's going to mess the NFL up.
Well, look, and Mel, look, I'm with Rico in this one regard. Is the studies? This was something around the NFL draft that no, the injuries don't happen. I don't know how they don't happen, but Mel, the bottom line, you're right that the Eagles have manipulated this. You just got to get rid of. You shouldn't be able to have 2-3 people pushing an offensive player down the field, and you're seeing the tush push has now spilled into every play. Think about this, and don't close your eyes if you're driving, but if you're just chilling out listening to the show, think about when you're watching football, how many plays actually end in a tackle versus pile up delay of 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds of downfield tush push.
Interesting you say that, Mike, because I think you get that because players now don't want to tackle because it's a penalty, so it's easier just to hold you up and wait for the referee to blow the whistle.
But they don't.
Because now if I go too high, if I go too low, it's a 15-yard penalty. Did I hit you from the back? Did I hit you from the side? Did I hit your helmet? Did I hit you anywhere in this area? It's almost like the strike zone. If you don't hit in that little area, it's a penalty. So players are now taught just stop the progress and keep them up. And as far as the PAL thing, it's like, okay, some kids are stronger than other kids, so I understand. It's why you can't throw curveball. It's why kids have different rules than adults.
Because they don't know how to protect themselves.
Right.
You have to protect kids.
If you're an adult, you're all over 250. You're all strong. It's equal footing, whereas PAL is not, because David, Mike, I don't know about you, but you've all seen the gigantic kid in PAL who basically is Derrick Henry.
Well, that's
out
why
there.
Recruiting is such a weird thing, is you get some of these kids that are just crazy physical gifted and they play in a town with one streetlight, and you're like, but he had 4,000 yards rushing.
Right.
Yeah, he's facing kids that are going to be working, driving a combine next week.
Right.
It's not the same as a kid who plays at IMG Academy.
Right.
So, yes, I'm with you. I don't know. How did you tackle Derrick Henry in high school? You didn't. I don't know.
I got a cramp, coach. 35 times?
Yep. There it is again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we'll get more of your calls momentarily, but I want to add something to the mix. No Rieger oversell, and there's no smarm or sarcasm. I'm just dealing direct with you. I think this, if this happens, this is equal parts positive and impactful. And I think it would bring a lot of people back to college football. I want to read you an excerpt. Pete Thamel had a piece about this new CEO of college football position and kind of how it would work. Now, obviously, you've got the house has to settle on things this summer, but the minute that happens, it sounds like this could happen. Quote, most prominent among the changes will be a change in how enforcement works, as the NCAA will no longer be in charge of traditional enforcement and a CEO would be put in place with powers that never existed before. What have I always compared college football to? Horse racing. No central, effective governing body. Archaic process. I mean, think about it. Yeah, part of it is the fact Michigan was dumb and just didn't take their punishment last year. But reality is the NCAA takes years to adjudicate things that should take 10 minutes. This would fix that. The CEO of college sports' new enforcement organization, called the College Sports Commission, would have final say in doling out punishments and deciding when rules have been violated, a level of singular power that's never existed during the NCAA's era of struggling to enforce its rules. The CEO hire is expected to come quickly after the House settlement is finalized and has been spearheaded by the Power Four commissioners from the SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, and ACC. Their pick to lead the new agency will quickly become one of the most powerful and influential people in all of sports. The hiring of the new CEO of the commission is deep in the process. That's per ESPN sources. The association agreement could also include a clause when schools, quote, agree to waive any right to a jury trial with respect to disputes arising or relating to the agreement. And the notion would still need to be accepted by all schools, but it wouldn't prevent lawsuits from entities outside of the schools. The new organization looks to have expedited timelines and a highly compensated CEO to be the face of the decision. The NCAA, which we've talked about this with Michigan, uses what's called the COI, Committee on Infractions. That's what's going to happen June 6th and 7th. You ready for this one, though? And tell me, to me, this is a bullet right to the skull of U of M. Quote, the Big Ten has put a lot of thought and conversation into this, and he has said the mindset has to be changed where coaches and programs can't consider breaking the rules, quote, worth it, close quote. Now, why would the Big Ten spearhead that? Go back to Tony Petitti's letter to U of M. That's a direct one for you. Expedited timelines, singular power, and then Ross Dellinger chimed in with this from a Yahoo report. The consequence for not signing the agreement is steep. A school risks loss of conference membership and participation against other Power Four league programs. One AD said, quote, you gotta sign it or we don't play you.
So that kind of circumvents what Tennessee is trying to do.
Yes. So the state of Tennessee, this would supersede any state law, a.k.a. workaround, a.k.a. cheating with NIL. Certain states saying schools can do X, Y, and Z. This is the horse racing comparison is apt here for one reason. New York's NYRA, New York State Racing Association, has a different set of rules than the Maryland Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, which has a different set of rules from Florida or the California Racing Commission. When you have a national governing body, it supersedes all local. Rico, if they do this, we're going to get a CEO in a position where the Power Four waive their rights. No more fiefdom. Everybody plays by the rules. If you don't, this guy's got a ban hammer. It gets NIL in check. It gets all jokes about U of M aside. Everyone's in check.
It's the czar we've been waiting for decades.
Yeah, because if a CEO was in place when the Stallions thing broke, Michigan would have been voided.
And it goes back to what I said. You could actually punish it in real time. Hey, guys, you screwed up. You're in trouble. Rather than some kid who's in eighth grade right now who will have to suffer for what they did for that title.
Here's my question. Before David goes on a soliloquy, I just want to throw the number out and ask the following question. If this change happened, doesn't this fix 90% of what is wrong with college football? I can't change conference realignment. I can't change the playoff. But if I'm really honest with you and not just joking with Rico and having fun and doing our show, 90% of my angst is unchecked NIL, a ridiculous lack of oversight on rules or anything to do with the sport. This would actually fix 90% of it. 248-539-9797. I would just like to know if you view this positively like I do, or maybe it's a nothing burger in your world. I don't know. What is your take on this?
Mike, I think this is something that has been needed for the longest. I mean, because it's a unifying force. It isn't, well, the Big Ten has their own rules, the ACC has theirs, the SEC. When it comes to everything, there's nothing unifying. Now you have somebody who can walk in there and just say, nope, we're doing this, And, well, we're going to sue you. No, you're not. You're going to take whatever my ruling is, and we're going to move on. You'll pay the fine. You'll take the penalty. And if you think I stepped, it's kind of Roger Goodell. If you think I stepped out of bounds, then come up with something, and we'll have an appeals committee. Oh, by the way, I'm the guy you're going to bring it in front of again. Yep. So chances are you're not going to sway me. Take this punishment. Let's move on.
Here's an interesting line from Dellinger. Thamel. All the institutions are going to have new membership agreements that we're all agreeing to these rules, said an industry source. So you're getting everyone to sign the same thing. The CEO is going to have the responsibility to make sure everything is enforced and the governance model is sound.
Doesn't this fix a lot of the problem here, guys?
It does. You don't get the Miami doing whatever they want at NIL, Texas A&M, Texas Tech. You don't get that anymore. But I think the most important thing to me is not just, Rico, the punishment, not just that it happens immediately, is that it means something. Mm-hmm. And they use the example in the article of the Bounty Gate and how that meant something. You suspended your head coach for an entire year. That's painful.
Yep. They made it hurt. And it was the, you know what? I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze. We lost our coach for the year by doing something. Sure. So, no, it's a deterrent.
And look, case in point, we've always said this. Like, Michigan fans can live two realities. One is they won the Natty, they got the picture, they took a great trip with their father, their son, whatever it may be. Are you willing to trade your reputation for it? Most fans are. The bottom line is, in the new world, it will never be worth it because of something like this. For instance, the schools have to accept rulings as final. They are required to engage in the arbitration process. Per sources, when cases end up in arbitration, under the procedures that govern it, subpoena power is an option via the discovery process. That's an authority the NCAA never had. Imagine if Michigan were under subpoena.
Mm. You already had your head coach deleting texts.
So you would actually have to be there when they showed up. When the CEO showed up to Ann Arbor, all the coaches just can't scatter like roaches.
My point, it fixes so much.
It does. I mean,
think about this. The CEO will make, quote, final factual findings and determinations on violations and impose such fines, penalties, or sanctions as appropriate. It's like streamlined.
I'm already all in for this. The only thing I need is just for it to happen in a timely manner so we're not waiting 3-4 years after the thing that you forget, like, wait.
Even now,
why are we doing that?
Even now, everybody's sick of the U of M thing. Whether you want to see them nailed to the wall or you want to pretend and just say nothing burger. We're all tired of it because it was 2023. We're headed towards the 2025 season. Yeah.
I like how the professional commissioners, hey, you do something stupid to my office. Fly out to New York and you get here and we're handling this.
And subpoena power. Because the one thing the NCAA doesn't really have effectively, and look, this is the only reason Michigan's in real trouble beyond being scumbags. Somebody flipped on them. Mm-hmm. Evidence was given to the NCAA. It's not like the NCAA has a CSI department and Maritza Hargitay's walking out of a boardroom. You know what I'm saying with iced tea, right? And we're turning this into a little
dun, dun.
Boom, boom. They don't have that. Somebody dimed Michigan out. Like, that's the reason it got here. So, look, the CEO, does that fix 90% of the problem?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay. Now I'm in a good mood. So I'm going to be nice until it's time to not be nice. I'm being told by David, some of you really need to invest in some Q-tips because you're doing it again. You hear something you don't like and you call it Sparty Radio. Well, first of all, name the last nice thing I've said about Michigan State football. I'll hang up and listen. But two, Rico and I did not say any of what I read in quotations. See, here's how this works, since some of you didn't make it past fourth grade. When I put something in quotations, that means it's someone else's words. I'm simply reading them. Okay? Now, unless I'm Pete Thamel or Ross Dellinger, I didn't say those things. Let me read this again before I turn into Mr. Garvey. Aaron. Here we go. Quote, the Big Ten has put a lot of thought and conversation into this. The mindset has to be changed where coaches and programs can't consider breaking the rules, quote, worth it, close quote. Not my words.
Not mine.
Not his words. So if you don't like the content of that, you are making an accusation from the Dellinger piece about an athletic director or an insider being some kind of Sparty Bob. You can go with that, but I can assure you you're wrong. Because nobody likes us. We're dog water. So just do me a kindness. If you want to label this Sparty Radio, then label the previous 8 hours the MGO Blue Club. You pick. Once again, quotations mean not my effing words. I try really hard to like keep everything on the level. If you don't like what you hear, you got to do better than blargety blar Sparty. We blow. We're terrible.
Of course you make it all about Michigan. It's like,
because that comment is about Michigan.
Came straight from the Big Ten. It wasn't about Indiana. It wasn't about Purdue. What about Northwestern?
What other program cheated because it was worth it? Why would the Big Ten take a special interest in that?
What other program did the Big Ten come out and tell schools, hey, you don't have to play against this team because they know things about you. They cheated.
That was the only point I made. And then I kind of defended you. Even though, once again, when your IQ is sub 40, you can't comprehend this. Work with me. I said, even if you don't want Michigan nailed to the wall, and you just want people to forget, both sides are tired of talking about it. Why? Because the NCAA works at a glacial pace, and it's not appropriate, and it should be adjudicated faster. I even said that. That is all.
Yeah.
Let's go to the people, shall we?
Let's go.
Okay. Brian in Detroit, 96. Brian, hello.
Good afternoon, man.
Afternoon, hey, sir. What's going on, buddy?
I can tell you the last nice thing you said about MSU.
Okay.
And it is that we should blow up the stadium and start over, which I totally agree.
Thank you, Brian.
No problem. I would totally ban the tush push. And then there was a caller who called about some technology. Now, I don't know how it works, but I know there are some golf balls with it where you can, like, track the golf ball and distance and all that stuff. I don't know how it works. I feel like it could be adapted to football to where you can track the position on the field. That could be something to look into. I don't know personally, so I don't want to
Brian, the one thing, the comparative, and Corbin, who's screening for us, you know, look, VAR, European soccer, it's a fixed position. And again, the Europeans hate this because they feel like they never get it right. But it's on the goal line. And when the ball crosses that threshold, the technology picks it up. You could do it for the goal line. You're never going to be able to do it for first downs because it's not a static line.
Right.
But, yeah.
Great show, guys. I'm going to keep listening.
Brian, appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. And he is right. That's the – Sparty Radio gives you the, I hate my program, relegate it to the Mac. Oh, okay. Come on. Do better, guys. Good gravy. Go to Brandon, 97.1. Brando, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I want to chime in on both of the rule proposals.
Yeah.
As far as what you're looking at with the seeding, I think you need to look at the conference winning percentage in total. So if you got a team that's out there beating up on weak teams in your division, that's pretty much four easy wins right there. And if you got another team that's, you know, squeaking by in a very tough division, you know, that needs to play a part as well. So I think it really comes down to, you know, balancing the strength of schedule and winning percentage. But you don't want a team that wins a weak division and they're not that good themselves when you got, you know, a second place team that's won all their out of division games.
But so here's that,
Brandon, I would say this, the thing about, you can basically overkill that, or just know that it's cyclical. A division that's good this year may be bad the next year. It's not like there's just one division all the time that is just the absolute best. There have been times where the NFC North, horrible. Last year, good. Right. So it's
a fluid
happen.
Situation. Yeah. How about last year though, fellas? The best division in football didn't win a playoff game.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon, whether it was the Vikings or Lions, you both got aced out, and you were two of the top teams in the league.
Packers.
I worry about altering that rule for the reason you brought up, which is, look, it's cyclical. It changes. What looks good on paper in August is different. Look at last year. You thought the Cowboys would be a tough game. Lions-Niners showdown. They were both garbage.
Yeah.
So that's where I hesitate from that rule. 248-539-9797. I do have a number of people to get to. A number of people want to weigh in on the CEO thing. Look, I'm from a college standpoint nationally, we got to get NIL under control. Having a CEO and a central governing body make everybody do it the same way is a good start. I don't understand, Rico. This is one thing I can't personally square the circle on. If we're going to a revenue model, then why do collectives still exist? The revenue is the revenue. You pay your share of the revenue. That is your NIL pool. Why would we ever allow the continuation of outside revenue that defeats the purpose of, wait for it, the revenue model?
Yeah, basically, let's just call it what it is. Either it's going to be a hard cap or a soft cap.
And I've just, you know, I was bummed out. I had a caller on the line who wanted to invoke Little Brother. I actually wanted to hear that. That's kind of like 15 years ago.
Are we still doing that?
Sure. Okay. But I had a...
You know what? Call back, whoever
Adam,
you
call
are.
Call back. I'm not going to yell at you.
We're going to push you to the top.
But I'd love to know what's little bro about it. You cheated.
You know what? Maybe he had to get his Starbucks order in. Call back.
That's fine. I was stunned. I'm going, oh, we have a little bro.
It's not us. This is the Big Ten.
That's all. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people next here on Little Bro Radio. Okay, we'll get right to the phones in a second. Got people calling in about the Pete Thamel and Ross Dellinger on the new potential NCAA. Well, not NCAA anymore. It'd be the college football CEO. High-level C-suite executive who will have sole governing power. There could be subpoena power, faster penalties, get everyone in line on NIL. Every school signs the waiver. You give up your rights to any nonsense appeals. The law is the law. Sounds awesome. Could be happening soon. And they're already, quote, deep into the process. Once again, those aren't my words. Of hiring the new CEO.
Yeah.
And of course, one of the interesting things in there was that the Big Ten is spearheading part of this because they don't want certain programs to be able to say cheating was worth it. Now, whoever would they be talking about? It ain't mine. If MSU's cheating, we blow at it. So I don't know what to tell you.
It must be Maryland.
Got it. I hate Loxley. David, ticket text coming in, please.
While this does fix a problem or a lot of the problems, it doesn't address the biggest issue, in my opinion, which is the transfer portal and the new JUCO eligibility.
I agree. I said 90%. If the NIL could get in order where everyone's got to do it the same and we could get rid of some of the, well, not some, the constant tampering, it would probably quell the issue with player movement.
But see, I also think that with the CEO would have to come in and say, hey, guys, you know what? You get one time to transfer. Or this is all we're going to accept. JUCOs don't count. So the CEO.
Uh-oh.
The CEO would be allowed to come in and say, all right, this is the new rule. This is what I'm saying. It's not the NCAA who then has to have a subcommittee to then pass the information on to the committee, to give it to the rules committee, to do this, to do that. No. It's, hey, I don't like this. We're going to come up with it. We're going to make this change next year. So starting next year, you're allowed a transfer. You transfer again, you have to sit out either half the season or the full season. So, son, you better make sure you're happy of where you're transferring to.
David.
I would gladly take this CEO. Then we wouldn't have to worry about giving a kid a hamburger or doing something every other team was doing.
Yeah, and if you want the NCAA gone, which I think we all do, this is the alternative. It can't be lawless. It can't be the old Southwestern Conference. This has to be, okay, if we don't want the NCAA and we know they're terrible, and again, they're taking way too long on the Michigan thing. Part of that's your fault. You should have taken your punishment last year when you were going to be duty, but you didn't. The point is, here's the alternative. Singular Thanos. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Tim, 97.1. Tim, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm great. You guys just hit on what I was going to talk about, which was the transfer portal. So the CEO is going to have call on that?
I'm assuming that he will. That's going to be something that he's going to take care of. I don't know if it's on the agenda right now, Tim, but I have to think that it's a problem that all the coaches are saying, hey, I don't like this, but it's something, it's a necessary evil. I have to participate in this, but I don't really want to participate. So you need a bad guy to come in and say, guys, no more, transfer once, that's it. That's what I'm speculating, Tim.
And I think add on there, if you do transfer, you can't transfer to where your coach just left to go to a different school. You can't follow your coach.
Well, look, guys, I think part of the transfers, and I'll let you assign a percentage to it, but Tim, when schools have this murky, almost dark web pile of money that's outside of what the revenue share is going to be, if you clip that and everyone's got the same amount of money, you've now limited the total expenditures of the transfer portal. Lowering pricing will lower transfers based on there is no greener grass.
Right. It means, yeah, you got a scholarship, you're on a team. If you leave, well, guess what? You may just be out in the cold and you become the portal homeless.
So then you're looking at cracking down on the people that are continuing their money outside of the revenue.
I mean, that to me would fix a lot of it. Yeah, Tim. But again, we can't speak to all of it. I just know when they're talking about this and saying the CEO and the waiver agreement would supersede any state law as it pertains to NIL, you know they're serious about getting it in line. Some of these states are saying, well, the school can pay direct before the ruling.
Right.
Other schools are saying, oh, it's tax exempt or it's not. It has to be on a level.
Right. You can't. Oh, well, I can go to Tennessee because in Tennessee I can make more money than I can here. It has to be across the board, and they have to realize that, you know what, this is a private organization. It's not, you know, we can pick and choose our own rules. And I think that that's where the CEO will help, because it will eliminate a lot of the foolishness that a lot of people, just the common sense stuff that people just didn't want to say, and it took 5 years to come up with a rule that was common sense 5 years ago, but now it's antiquated.
Here's the other thing. It's like you're seeing it now. I mean, schools are doing these NIL deals and they're going, hey, donor A, if you give us X, we can get player Y. They go get player Y, promise player Y X, and then it comes time for donor A to sign that check. Do you know how often that donor doesn't sign that check or only signs a check half as much?
Right.
It's nonsense.
You get with the who dis.
You have the revenue.
Yeah.
The revenue is the money. It's static. It's based off of your share of your conference.
Right.
That's it.
You get rid of the collective, that's the extra. If you just have the hard cap, everybody just has $20 million to work with. Figure it out. If you want to give 18 of it to your quarterback, then you only got $2 million to spread out through everybody else.
State would dominate the GLIAC. We would be raiding the GLIAC. God, we suck. Butch, 97-1.
Can't win any games in May, Mike.
Butch, what's going on, pal?
What's happening, guys? Here's a big question I got. If they give this guy the stroke that he's needed, will they force Notre Dame to get into a conference and quit having a cream puff schedule that'll put them in the playoffs every single year?
Butch, I'm going to make sure it's the first order of damn business. I'm with you. Sign the waiver. Get your ass in a conference.
Isn't that the truth, though?
It is.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, bud.
Mike Rico, when I say I'm Butch from Memphis, I'm actually flying under false colors. I'm a Detroiter, man. My parents moved me out to Memphis when I was 16 years old. I'm an old East Side Shopper deliverer. I deliver the news and I deliver to the Free Press, man. I got my bona fides.
You are. Butch, you're welcome anytime, especially if you're going to slander Notre Dame. You're welcome anytime.
Hey, baby.
That's right. Hey, I've had enough of them. They should have joined the Big Ten in 99. Well, highfalutin goofballs. I'm serious. Just go to, you know where Notre Dame should go? Go to the ACC. You play all their bum-ass teams anyways.
Very interesting.
What?
No, I mean, what are you going to do with Notre Dame?
The CEO lines up with a Thanos glove, and he either snaps his finger and vaporizes Jack Swarbrick, or join a conference. Or powder. Conference, powder.
Because it's not like, oh, we just keep all the money. We make so much money. It's like, yeah, Big Ten. Teams.
Powder.
Indiana makes more money than you now, Notre Dame.
Spider-Man, dust.
I'm sorry, Mr. Stark.
Marcus Freeman.
Oh, no.
Dust.
Oh, no.
That goofball leprechaun. Ashes. Say another word. Touchdown Jesus. Gone.
I was just about to say, vapor. About touchdown Jesus.
Vapor. Rudy. Vapor. Conference. Now. 97-1. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. We'll be right back.